Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Alexander Markovsky is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Alexander's a new friend. He's a Russian-born immigrant to America. He's a naturalized citizen of the United States. He came here 40 or so years ago. And I'm going to get him to tell his story in just a little bit, but I want you to know now that he's got a consulting company here in the United States, and he's paying attention to what's going on here in the United States, and comparing that to the world he left, to the world he grew up in, Soviet Russia. He's got a new book out called Liberal Bolshevism: America Did Not Defeat Communism, She Adopted It. Very, very compelling title there. Alexander Markovsky, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So you were telling me off the air a little bit about yourself and spending some time in your book. Tell the audience about how you grew up and what your family was doing when you were a child.
Well, I was lucky one. I grew up in a family of high-ranking Communist Party member. My father ran a big construction company. So we kind of were upper class in Communist Party elite.
So you were reaping the benefits of communism, weren't you?
Well, compared to others, absolutely yes. We had access to things that most people did not.
So for your family, communism worked, didn't it?
Well, I don't think my father was happy with it. That's why he sent me to University of Marxism Leninism. Study Marxism,
mm-hmm.
And when I knew his attitude toward socialism and communism, and when I raised my objections, he said, "Look, son, if you want to survive, you have to understand the philosophy of your enemies."
Mm-hmm.
That's how he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was thinking. So that was a very interesting experience and helped me a lot in my life.
So what made you decide to come to the United States?
Oh, I always, what I call, have antagonistic contradiction with socialism. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to be free. I didn't want anybody to tell me how to live. So I came here.
Well,
it took me a while to get here, but
right.
Eventually I made it.
Did your father know you were, was he alive when you left?
Oh, yes.
How did he feel about that?
Well, that's a very good question. If you go through my book, it's a hilarious experience. It's a tragic mm-hmm. and like a Shakespearean tragedy. Yes, on one hand, he wanted me to get out, to be free. On the other hand, he was very afraid what happened to him.
Right, right.
But he managed it brilliantly.
Right. So Tell the audience what you think is the difference between communism and socialism.
Oh, between communism and socialism?
Yes.
Well, I think Lenin defined it well. You know, he said socialism is to each according to his labor, and from each according to his labor, and to each according to his need.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that communism?
Well, communism is... everyone gets from each according to his ability and to each according to his needs.
Right.
Which implies, you know, that the person of limited abilities
right.
can satisfy unlimited
and
needs.
It also presumes somebody has to make that decision and it won't be you.
That's exactly right.
Somebody else is going to make that decision for you.
That's exactly
and to me, that's where socialism and communism have a common element.
Well, in Marxism orthodoxy, you know, socialism is like a lower stage of communism.
Right.
You have to pass that first.
Right. Socialism is communism without as much government overlording, so to speak. Socialism is more acceptable by the people, and they seem to have more liberty and more freedom in a socialist society, whereas they have less freedom and less liberty in a communist society. Is that what
we never got into communist society, so we don't really know how it, how right. it would look like. But socialism is principally complete domination by the government.
So, what you're concerned in the subtitle of your book is America did not defeat communism; she adopted it. Tell us what you mean by that. That's a pretty strong statement.
Well, I think it's not that difficult to understand if you have been watching and listening to the Democratic Convention. The language of ideology was sound loud and clear. It wasn't just Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren or Hillary Clinton, everybody. By the way, speaking of Elizabeth Warren, that speech could be made by Leon Trotsky.
Hmm.
So if you notice, you know, the speakers were not talking about freedom and creation of wealth.
Opportunity.
Which would be capitalism, right?
Right.
They were talking about suppression of freedom and redistribution of wealth, which is socialism.
Which comes back to somebody makes a decision for the people who receives that benefit.
Well, of course. Of course. So, you know, you heard fairness, inequality.
Victimization.
They were talking about poverty, if you can read between the lines. Because mm-hmm. there is no equality in wealth. Equality can only be in poverty.
Right. That's a very important point I've never heard anyone else make. No equality in wealth.
No.
Only equality in poverty. When you make everyone poor, when you try to make everyone equal, you make everyone poor.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yes.
So what they were trying to do to make us who are unequally rich make equally poor.
Right. One of the things the president said one time was he didn't say me singular, but he was talking about people who are successful. He called me, because I'm successful, he called me fortunate. And
yes.
I said, Mr. President, I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I'm successful because I worked hard.
That's right. You see, you just touched something very, very interesting.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you point that out when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Having a very interesting conversation here, ladies and gentlemen, with Alexander Markusky, raised in Soviet Russia, now an American businessman. He knows the difference between what he had and what we may be moving towards. Liberal Bolshevism is the name of his new book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.